You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us now to get into our next segment. We do have the good doctor on the line. Dr. Kara Nanagom talks to us today about movement and the importance of movement. And by that, we're not just talking about you looking around. We're actually talking about exercise. And I can promise you this, though it is painful, exercise isn't punishment. It's a celebration of what your body can do, from walking in nature to dancing in your living room. Movement is medicine, that's what they tell us. Let's explore how physical activity can energize your life and glorify God in the process. Dr. Kara Nanagom, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to join us once again today.
Good afternoon, your lovely people. It's nice to be back. Sorry for yesterday. We were powerless. But today, praise the Lord, we're back on the line.
Amen. Welcome back. Thank you very much, doctor. So what are the holistic benefits of regular physical activity beyond weight loss?
Okay, if we look at the word holistic, that tells us the whole body.
Right.
So let's start at the top story again, which is the brain.
Okay.
When we move and when we have activity like exercise, dancing, swimming, walking, cycling, whatever suits your fancy, it stimulates a lot of hormones in the brain, which is called endorphins. Oh. And like my grandchildren are free, will tell you, uncle, that is happy dolphin, happy dolphin in your brain. Hmm. So maybe we don't feel like exercising, but after exercise, we feel very happy.
Okay.
So that's the start of it in the brain. Let's just take plain walking. What can walking benefit us daily?
Yes.
It helps in weight loss. It increases lung capacity. It improves heart health. It helps with sugar craving. It lowers blood pressure. It boosts immunity. It builds strong bones. It reduces chronic diseases. It prevents cancer. It delays aging. That one I like. It reduces strokes, especially in women.
Okay.
It decreases diabetes type 2.
Okay.
And like I said when we begin, it improves mood. It improves varicose veins. And it reduces dementia.
Okay.
So, and we do not need to buy anything, just a pair of good shoes and start walking.
Right, right. So that's the effect it has on the body and the brain.
Just by walking.
Yeah. So how can sedentary habits become the new smoking of this generation?
Okay, when we just sit, like for instance, we have a job and we sit down in front of a computer the whole day.
Right.
There's a very bad blood circulation. We've got two systems that's called the lymphatic system. From the neck downwards, it's a lymphatic system. From the neck upwards, in the top story, it's a glymphatic system.
Right.
That is called our dustbin.
Okay.
It's the only system that God made in this beautiful temple that does not have a pump.
Okay.
The pump to release all the toxins in lymphatic fluid, it's called, I like to move it.
Anyway.
So when we move, the capillaries will open and close, and we can drain the lymphatic system, which is the dustbin.
Oh.
So if we sit the whole day, we need to get moving to get the lymphatic and glymphatic system drained.
I hear you.
Yes, and not to talk about what happens to the muscles and how tight they get. I mean, people, I get ladies that complain they need to go to the doctor because they've got hip problems. And if I ask them, where does it pain? And they show me, then it's only stiff muscles that never gets to move. The hip muscles and the buttocks muscles never get to move. They sit in one place the whole day because we sit in front of a computer. So that's the problem with sitting, and that's why it's worse than smoking.
I hear you. I hear you. So people these days always claim I'm busy. I'm always doing this or doing that. I'm busy. In what ways can physical activity be integrated into our busy schedules?
Actually, very easy. We can do exercises while sitting in your chair in front of your computer. We can move our arms every 15 minutes and every half an hour. We can move our legs by picking it up and open and close and moving our feet. So we can actually do exercises in our chair. And then, if we are lucky enough, we can or get a little rebounder. It's that nice round little trampoline with a elastic, not with a spring. And you can even ask your boss to put that in the tea room. And we can just get onto it and lift our heels for 2 minutes. I mean, if people can take a smoke break, we can take an exercise break, and that will really enhance the productivity of the place you work, because moving and draining out the lymphatic fluid and getting that nice hormones in our head will actually boost creativity and productivity in the workplace. And we can even do that when we get home at night. Instead of sitting in front of the TV under a blanket, just start moving. Just start moving. I mean, I tell my ladies, when you're in the kitchen, while you wait for the kettle to cook, you can do push-ups on your counter top, standing push-up. You can lift up your legs to the side to move those tight hips. We can do a few squats, open the fridge and close the fridge with a few squats, or even a few squats in front of the oven. So we can, it must become a lifestyle of movement. The more we move, the better. So actually, there's no excuses. No excuses. Sorry, people on the air, there's no excuses. Just start moving.
Of course, of course. So there are people who feel this is too much of a chore, and they are not so much convinced of doing chores. They feel they need to take care of themselves. They are into this buzzword of self-care. For those people, doctor, how can exercise be reframed as self-care rather than a chore?
Okay, if we really love our bodies and we see it as a temple of the Lord, then to exercise, get something that you like. I was a dancer in my previous life, so the movements I like are with music. So even when I get onto my rebounder, I just put on some nice music and just jump and enjoy it. And if you have a prefrontal cortex that's nice and strong, when I want to stay in bed in the morning, I just think, oh, can you just imagine my dustbin that needs releasing? If we did the sleep thing last night, yesterday, we will know that one of the hormones our brain releases is acne vein Vitocin. That's a painkiller hormone, but it leaves a waste in the morning. And to get rid of that waste, only one way, my dear brother. I like to move it the next morning. And then we can get rid of that waste. So if you think it's a chore, just think about that. How am I going to get rid of it? So put on nice music that glorifies the Lord, or sometimes just think of your husband. My favorite is What now? I can't get to it. I will think of it. But then put on that music and just move
Yeah, okay, I like it. Okay, before we
it.
move on to yesterday's topic, Doctor, let's just finalize this one. What are the best forms of exercise for different life stages?
Walking.
Okay.
Walking and jumping on a rebounder. The older we get, the more muscle we lose. So just start walking.
Right.
Do deep breathing. Enjoy God's nature outside. And like Barbara O'Neill says, and the last little bit, just look at your husband and says, just let us just run this little last bit to home.
Okay.
And then when you get to your gate, there will be nice breath works because you, my age, you will go like,
Yes,
and
yes,
then
yes.
we get a lot of energy from the oxygen and our bodies feel magnificent.
Okay. And then
So,
when you're tired and exhausted, comes the part we were supposed to be talking about yesterday, resting and sleeping. Let's talk about that. How does sleep or lack of impact of sleep impact physical, mental, and spiritual health?
Okay, it does it very, it's bad. Okay, so there's a difference between sleeplessness and insomnia. Okay, sleeplessness only happens for the once in a while. I don't know you guys, but sometimes once in 2 months or 3 months, there's an evening that I cannot fall asleep.
Okay.
My head's just spinning around, and you keep on thinking of a lot of stuff. Okay, that's sleeplessness. That's not bad. It only happens now and then.
Right.
But when you can't really sleep, not sleeping at all, it's called insomnia.
Okay.
And it happens weeks and months, and it never stops. It's so bad that they sell 600 tons of sleeping pills a year. Okay. Yes. If we do not sleep, we have irritability, cognitive impairedness, memory loss, impaired moral judgment,
Ah.
severe yawning, hallucinations, symptoms of ADHD, impaired immune system, risk of diabetes type 2, increased heart rate, risk of heart disease, increased reaction to time, decrease, where am I? Growth suppression in children, risk of obesity, and decreased temperature. We're always cold.
Yeah, go ahead, doctor.
So not sleeping is a very big
I
problem,
hear you.
and it's a big problem with a lot of people.
Okay. So,
Okay.
I hear it's a form of worship. Good quality sleep is a form of worship. I need to know why. Why is quality sleep a form of worship and trust in God's rhythm of rest?
Okay, because our body is a temple, and we host the Holy Spirit in that temple, and we need to have a rhythm of sleep so that the brain can, how can I say, everything that we took in today, the brain needs to sort in different chambers
Okay.
and get our mind and our life in order. So it's actually a type of worship, like
Okay.
you said. When we sleep, when we go to sleep every night at the same time, we need to be in La La Land snoring away by 9 p.m. at night. When we do that, the brain releases four hormones. Serotonin, it's a mood hormone. Melatonin, it's a healing hormone. Agrenine, Vitocin, is a painkiller hormone. And the waste can only be get rid of, like we said in our previous part, by I like to move it, move it.
Yes.
And epithalamin, if you are a student or you were like me, I studied at an age where nobody was supposed to study anymore,
Okay.
then you need epithalamin, that one retains knowledge. So that what you that the stuff you have learned the day will be ordered in the brain, and you will retain that knowledge.
Right.
But those hormones can only be produced in the brain if we are sleeping by 9 o'clock at night. All these hormones release before 12. After 12, no hormoning releasing, and then that sleep actually. How can I say, a waste. So if you really want a good sleep, you need to go sleep every night the same time.
Okay.
You need to look at all the electronic devices in your room. We need to look at the blue light. Blue lights will go into the eyes, and it will tell the body that it's still daylight. And then the and then we'll stay awake and cannot fall asleep.
Right.
So what I do is I dim all my lights. My husband bought red and orange bulbs, so the light is nice and inviting for sleep. So by the time you get to bed, you will sleep.
And finally, doctor, is what practical steps can help improve both sleep duration and sleep quality?
Okay. Stop watching TV till right before going to sleep.
Yes.
Please stop watching TV about an hour before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Get into the sunlight every day. Look at your diet. Please get all the cell phones, laptops, and all the nice gadgets out of your bedroom. Yes, go to bed not later than 9 o'clock. Sleep early, get up early in the morning. And when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, have an attitude of gratitude. That also works.
Like
for
that.
Weeks, I woke up every morning 3 o'clock. And when you go, why am I awake? Why can't I sleep?
Yes.
You will not go to sleep. But when you awake and you say, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, I'm alive.
Oh, man.
You woke me up early this morning.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to tell me?
Yeah.
Can we have a conversation?
Yes. Yes.
And you start praying, my dear. Talk to the shepherd instead of counting the sheep.
You
go back to sleep again.
Lovely. Lovely. I like that.
And if you do that for two or three nights, you will not wake up again. And if you are healthy and there's no kidney and liver problems, you will not wake up every morning at 3 o'clock.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful. I like that. That sounded like poetry. My goodness. I like that. If you talk to the shepherd, you won't be counting the sheep. I like that. Okay. Okay. Dr. Hanekom, thank you very much for your time and your insights. This has been great, wonderful, and I really appreciate you sharing both yesterday's teachings and today's lessons. Really important to us. We really appreciate that. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
See you guys tomorrow. Be blessed.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hanekom. That's our guest for the segment where we're looking at our health. Dr. Hanekom, she's joining us every day after one, after the 1 o'clock news, good news.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.